Growing. Join me, Abigail Christian, as we experience truth about growing and learning who God is. Before I encountered devastating illness, my relationship with God tended to be more about what I could do for Him. Yes, it was often about doing. Then a very dark time came into my life, and I could no longer do anything for Him. I could not even read my Bible. I could not even pray. But it was during this time that God chose to reveal Himself to me. He is loving and kind. He is understanding. He knows our frame, that we are just dust. He can handle the fact that we are nothing and can do nothing for Him. He carries us through these times. He allows us to question Him and His sovereignty. He reveals Himself to us, bringing us through. He picks us up out of the pit of despair and gives us life again. God created all things. He reveals His greatness through creation, and we can rest assured that the God who spoke His creation into being can restore our broken lives and our broken hearts. My heart is reminded of King David in the Bible, who wrote in many songs called Psalms about his deepest emotions, sorrow, joy, fear, trust, anxiety, and peace. We draw comfort from these Psalms today. David had confidence in God. He wrote about the Lord our Shepherd, who provides, guides, protects, heals, keeps, nurtures, defends, and meets our deepest needs. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Do you know God as your shepherd, always having your best interest at heart, seeking to shield, defend, and protect you, creating a place of rest where restoration can take place, nurturing your mind and heart, guiding your path, always with you, never leaving you abandoned, but walking through the dark valleys of life, giving comfort in grief, giving strength in weakness, giving grace to help you endure, and giving mercy when not deserved, preparing you in the presence of your enemies, anointing your head with fragrant and soothing oil, His presence and healing flowing and filling you, your heart overflowing. God's goodness and loving kindness with you throughout your journey. Today, you are at a place where you need a shepherd to care for you, a place where you find you no longer have the ability to do, to work. You have come to a place where simple, day-to-day things are difficult. You are in a place where you question and doubt, a place where you have not walked before, a place of loss, an uncertain place, a place where comfort is gone. Yes, you are not in a place to do, but in a place for God to reveal Himself to you. A God of compassion and goodness, mercy and provision, protection and peace, love and strength. A God who is your shepherd and caregiver. You may not even be able to cry out to Him, but He sees you. He is the God who sees. Today, as you listen to this prayer, let the loving God who created the heavens and the earth, who longs to be your shepherd, and walk you and carry you through this time, let Him reveal Himself to you. God of glory, goodness, salvation, and light, I ask you to open the eyes, ears, and hearts of those listening to this now. I ask you to reveal yourself, your Son, Jesus Christ, and your Holy Spirit. Minister your peace, your love, and healing to those listening. To those who cannot read or even whisper a prayer, Lord, you see them and you know their need. You are the Good Shepherd, and your character is one of goodness, faithfulness, and truth. You never leave us or forsake us. I ask you, Father, to shield them, to strengthen them, to carry them, and to restore them. Bring hope to the hopeless. Bring courage to the fearful. Bring comfort to those who grieve, and bring peace to the anxious. Fill hearts and minds with your light, love, and life. Let us know you and put our confidence in you. We ask for this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself as a sacrifice for us and our redemption, and who has authority over every principality and power. God, help us to grow and to learn more about who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Please feel free to reach out to me at abigail.christian316@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, with Healing Moments. May you experience and grow in the truth about who God is today.